Right, Mary, you're on. No mow, no spray.
Well, there was a very timely communication from Community Green Space to say that no mow, no spray is being trialled, which I was really pleased to hear about. And I don't know, you know, I've looked at the areas. Aberfeldy has got two areas. It's got the area round the trees in Victoria Park and the area on the way into town. I meant to get in touch with Jeannie Grant. I haven't done that yet. It was really just to ask, or maybe Xander or John could you know, tell more about this. I'm presuming these spaces aren't just going to be left to do their own thing. There's going to be a cultivation policy. So it's no mow, no spray, but it's not just going to be a weedy wilderness, if you like.
I think if you go onto our website and look for ground maintenance trial 2021, There's some further detail on there. There's a wee thing called No More PKC, but I'm not opened up yet. Whatever that, it's just the kind of poster thing that we'll put out in these trial areas so that folk are aware of why the grass isn't being cut. But I need to look further into it, Mary, to establish.
I think, I mean, what it has said is that, you know, they're looking at, or the council are looking at alternatives. And I was wondering, whether that would, because it's to do improved biodiversity, as well as not using sprays. And so wildflower planting, would be an obvious thing. And that is being trialled in PKC already in some places. But it would be how to involve. I was actually wondering how the locally people could be involved with that, like Feldy and Flower. And I spoke to Ellen McBride about that, and I haven't taken it any further, but I wondered if volunteer group. I was just thinking it would be a project that people might be interested in, rather than just, as I say, leaving patches of unmown weedy ground.
Feldy and Flower are obviously concerned about the area coming into.
Yes, they are. So they are.
So they would obviously like to see some more proactive there.
Yep.
Victor, sorry, Mary, you want to come? Sorry, don't want to interrupt Mary. I'm just going to come in once she's finished.
No, I finished. Sorry,
sorry. No, just to pick up on, because I had these conversations with before the consultation was announced. I've been having conversations with senior officers about the fact that obviously we wanted to try and reduce the pesticides, etc. And when they told me that they were actually going to be trialling this because of pressure of elected members and community groups, etc., that had been asking for it, and also as part of our climate change thing, one of the parts of the conversation I had with them was around proactively managing not just the sites, but also proactively handling the communications. Because I think that a lot of business community and our Bloom groups, et cetera, are concerned around, obviously, the appearance of the town, and they don't want it just to seem like it's been abandoned for, you know, wilderness, basically, and that we're just not looking after the place. So one of the things I had asked for was to engage around signage for coming into communities and saying, you know, we're a wildflower town or whatever the sort of the branding might be. But to engage and proactively engage those groups around what those sites could look like. There are already groups, I have to say, who've taken up the mantle in opposition to this measure and are planning on looking after the ground separately. So that's fine. That's a community proactively choosing to do something different. But I think it is important that people engage with the consultation around what they want these sites to look like. And obviously this is just some trial sites. There is a much wider area to be discussed around as well. And this is a tail end conversation going at the end of the season, which really has come about as a result of wanting to trial something due to the sort of the volume of discussion around this topic before actually rolling something out, countywide, as it were. So I think what Mary's mentioning is something that certainly I think others have raised with officers on this around having a proactive approach. But I think they're going to take the lead from community groups. So indeed, the discussions that have been mentioned around Felden Flower, et cetera, are the discussions to be had around what do we want these sites to look like. And, I don't live in Aberfeldy, so I can't really comment on, what the community in Aberfeldy wants it to look like. But I think that's an important thing around responding to the consultation. I know that people don't like responding to consultations, and it takes time and it takes effort. So whether there's an opportunity to engage with the groups that look after the town and things like the business community through ASBA, and having a joint consultation response, perhaps, whether there's an opportunity to do something around that, I think that would be helpful. Because I think they'll not be terribly helpful if we get significantly opposing, diametrically opposing views.
I know, Victor, in conversation you'd mentioned to me one of the things that I hadn't been aware of until I saw somebody spraying down at Dyer's Court was that some areas are not maintained by PKC. If the housing association, is that correct? Or it's privately, I can't remember, was it countrywide maintenance? And I was quite surprised when I saw them, because I think it was the day or a couple of days after, the communication had come from PKC about trialling.
With very few exceptions, the council relinquished care of sites that it doesn't own. A while ago, and there's also actually a separate there's a difference between community green space looking after stuff and housing looking after council housing sites, because they're done through different
I should have realized that
housing revenue account pays for the housing staff and the housing sites, and community green space obviously does the parks and that side of it. So
this is public areas, community.
So just because it looks like, there's often that confusion around what looks like a public area and might be, looked after by a private housing company or whatever. There is obviously differences, but with very few exceptions, the council gave up maintaining as part of budget cuts before John and I became councillors. We would just like to add at this point, it was a significant number of years ago now.
And some housing developments may have their own factors, Mary. They'll have responsibility for tending the grounds around about them. So they may have, as you say, private arrangements to look after that. So.
It's just a conversation to have. I think if people are aware, I don't know if that's true, but the damage that can be done to plants, to animals, to insects, and so on by using a lot of chemical pesticides, then they would be keener to look at alternatives, and it's just that sort of making people aware of that, I think, are helping to spread the word on that.
I think where there's housing association housing, most housing associations have tenant involvement through tenant participation, whether it's a residence association or whatever that looks like. And it would be the best way to probably raise these issues is through those groups, because that's generally how a lot of this is informed and decided. So again, that's probably... engaging with residents in those areas who are, have a say in those groups or have a rep, maybe that would be the way I would recommend engaging with them.
It occurs to me that if you look at the no-mo part of it separately, if you look at the council areas in Aberfeldy, there should be mowing anyway for whatever reason, so there's children playing on it or whatever, and you exclude those, there probably isn't too much more left. So the obvious exception probably is the eastern approach into the town, and we could maybe have a specific focus on that area to make sure that doesn't go wrong.
Well, I know that was the area that Ellen had specifically talked about. You know, that the Feldy and Flower didn't say anything about Victoria Park, but they did. They were talking about the approach.
I suspect, other than that, there probably aren't too many other areas that that would be a problem if they were left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these areas have just been left already, you know. So there's small areas like the green triangle here, and maybe a few other small bits. But I'm sure they're not going to go into the grassy area and down in Tayside Crescent or something. I'm sure those things are not going to be let run wild. So it strikes It strikes me on the no mow part of it, you know, there's probably not going to be big changes in Aberfeldy. The no spray one is more interesting. Mm-hmm. There's maybe, you know, so if the council abandoned spraying Roundup in Aberfeldy, you know, could we get away with that?
Well, I mean, there are alternatives to Roundup. This is the thing. I mean, it's just to do, I guess, cost is one, time, you know, who's carrying it out. I mean, there's things like foam stream, is it foam tech? There are things. And I think in the green space in the report that we got, alternatives were mentioned, but it wasn't specific. It didn't say what they were. And I mean, I would be interested to know, and I think that was one of the questions that I gave to Xander. I would just be interested to know what alternatives were being looked at, and if a decision were made to use them. I mean, hopefully they're being, they will be trialled next year, but it would just be good to know perhaps in advance what was planned, because I'm presuming that, I mean, next year we're in September, we've got kind of 6 months, plans will have been made, orders will have been put for, various.
I suspect the no spray is a relatively easy thing to do in Aberfeldy.
How is that?
I suspect if you stop spraying in Aberfeldy, you're not going to get a really adverse reaction on the back of that. I suspect it probably be man. You would get bits of grass growing between paving stones and this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the worst thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. You get a really good wee tool that you can, a daisy grubber, it's called. Lots of happy hours can be spent digging out weeds from between paving stones.
Anyway, it struck me we should try and think of the specifics in Aberfeldy. So the general argument is, that's fine. We all understand the general argument. But I think we should try and get down to specifics as quickly as we can in Aberfeldy.
Right. And so you're talking about specific areas.
Specific areas, yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that stands out to me is important to get right is that eastern approach to the town.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure where else we've got. We may not have that much else. That's a genuine problem. So I think it would be good to, if we can get down to the nitty gritty of what does this mean in Aberfeldy, that would be good, I think.
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, certainly other communities are looking at it, and the whole, it would be good if it could be rolled out further. I know it's got to start somewhere. I don't know, Val, were you wondering about, you know, were you anxious about there being no mow, no spray? And is that just where near where you live, or what was your thought about it?
No. Just when Victor was on about putting his wildflowers on the park, it's like, no, that's not happening. That was all. No, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. I think wildflowers are lovely, you know, in the right place.
Come back, Val.
Lost her, I think.
Any other comments on this?
It'd maybe be worthwhile consulting or asking Feldin Flower for their thoughts on it, and because they're obviously around the town and looking after different areas, just if they can foresee any problems or whether they think, you know, there's any particular areas that really need done or are going to be okay to not be sprayed and maybe overgrown a little bit and things.
Their particular issue is the eastern approach to the town.
Mm-hmm. But maybe there is other areas that, you know, throughout Aberfeldy or, you know, without doing a whole community consultation thing, they seem to be the most obvious choice to ask when they're out and about in the different areas.
Yeah. So their particular feedback is the eastern approach to the town. I don't think they're too bothered about anything else.
No, I think, you know, this is just a small start, if you like, to what will probably be a bigger trial next year. So potentially, you know, could areas round about the Black Watch Monument, for instance, or, you know, Susan, I think in there, can't think, but you know, be really brought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's more what it will look like that will be the important thing for people. If it is just allowing the grass to grow long, then that's maybe not what people will want to see. But you know, I don't want to labour another survey, but there is a survey on the website under ground maintenance plans, a trial 2021, which asks for people's views. And again, I think it would be a case of promoting that for folks' views going forward. And if we can do it now, it will probably help inform the more detailed trial, which will take place next spring.
Okay, so this is obviously moving. So we'll maybe just ask Mary to keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was something I seen. There was an article in the press this week about Pitlochry, up in arms about this sort of thing. But to me, I think we can maybe do things a different way in Aberfeldy if we are get ahead of the curve a little bit. Okay, are we happy with that?
Yep. Thank you.